Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Real quick, I got destroyed yesterday after the show by Shireen Williams and others because yesterday at this time, do you remember the topic that we did? NFL power rankings. Actually, we did it at 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And we gave the our top five, and I put the Patriots at number one, and I got taken apart.
Did you really?
Oh, my gosh. I got crushed.
Reasonably so, Sean. How you could put a team that goes 0-1 to start the season with a point differential of 15? What's the matter with you?
I'm sorry.
Overreactors to your power polls, to your power rankings. I'm talking to you too, Shireen.
Oh man, shots fired, Shireen.
Yeah, I know that Jerry gave you props in the speech, but this is another world. This is the real
Shaw versus the world.
This is the Shaw versus the world. I'm gonna write down the names of everyone who's writing off the Patriots. This is easy money. Just like it was 3 years ago when Florio made his dumb comments on this show, and we remembered that, and we bust his balls every chance we get. The amnesia that has taken place in the past week over the New England Patriots not being the Super Bowl favorite, not even close, a team that people thought was going to be undefeated, and now all y'all jump into, did you not watch? That's Shireen's asked me. Did you not watch the football game? Did you know there was a game last Thursday? I'm going to remember y'all's amnesia. I'm going to call you out by name.
Wasn't it the Chiefs 2 years ago who
welcome
everybody—
Welcome to the conversation.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not calling anyone out name by name.
And I love Shireen.
Because we do. We all do. I got to tell you this, though.
And it wasn't just her. She was one of about 50. It killed me.
I got a couple of news flashes. The team that hoists the Super Bowl trophy isn't always the best team that year. They're the best team in January.
The Giants.
The Eli Manning is not a Hall of Famer. And if you vote for him, you need to have your Hall of Fame vote removed. He's not. Hall of Fame quarterbacks don't miss the playoffs more than they make it. That's a fact. I'm sorry. Jim Plunkett needs to be in the Hall of Fame before Eli Manning does. Just flat out. Needs to be in the Hall before Eli. That all said, I don't think the Patriots are the best team. I think they're the second best team. Actually, I do think they're the best team. I didn't have them as my power rankings number one because they did lose, but I would not sit here. Nobody could tell me the Chiefs are a better team than the Patriots. They may match up well with them, but they're not a better team than New England.
And again, the power rankings are subjective. So Kavanaugh, of course, had to interject his take and saying, minus 15, got a team that got crushed, they can't be number one. Idiot, I guess Green Bay. So typical passive-aggressive Jeff, but—
Simply by 1-0 record, then the Patriots had to be ranked number 17.
Yeah, if you want to do it by what happened in week one, you can do it. Again, it's all subjective. But if you want to do it by if they played in your backyard today, who would win? That's the way I look at it.
That's the way it should be. That's the way, exactly the way it should be done.
Like Jacksonville's, you have Jacksonville over New England on your power rankings? Nah, you don't.
Here's a perfect.
Chances are you don't have him ahead of Houston.
Here's a perfect opportunity if you're a gambler out there.
That's a perfect example.
Jacksonville beat Houston. Nobody should have Kansas City ahead of New England in the power rankings, and you probably shouldn't have Jacksonville ahead of Houston.
I agree. Go ahead, Roy. Sorry.
I will say this: you can stand to make a lot of money over the next 2 months. Every time the Patriots lose a game,
can you check the Patriots spread.
Their spreads come back to reality when they're on the streak. They go from about 9 points to like 13, 14, 15. Once they lose, it drops to a score. And all of a sudden, they're only favored by a score against teams that you would think on paper they would beat by double digits.
Yeah, it was 6.5 yesterday.
Okay, let me just say this, and I don't know what it is. Real quick, I stopped gambling because I didn't get into Craig Carton trouble or anything.
Whoa!
But I was just like, all right, I'm doing this way too much. And then I'm betting live bets, and I'm sitting there betting NBA games, and if I lost 100, I have to bet 200. I wouldn't bet to get back. The most money I ever made, the easiest money I ever made when I won my most, was on the New England Patriots, and it wasn't even close. So So tell me the Saints spread and tell me it's easy money.
6.5 on the road at New Orleans.
In a dome.
Buckets.
Perfect condition.
I'm not saying that it's – here's the only Patriot problem. I don't think it's the defense. The only Patriot problem to me is the health of the weapons. It's Edelman. Edelman, the people who didn't think Edelman being out would be a big deal, that's his ultimate safety net.
Absolutely.
I don't care about Danny Amendola. Danny Amendola is a local guy, nice, good looking. He's injury prone. Danny Amendola is nothing. He's nothing. So they need to get Gronk more involved. Brandon Cooks did work the other night. Their running back, Gillisley, did work the other night. They still have. I'm done.
You want some easy money?
All I'm going to say is all y'all sold. I have all the Twitter mentions and all the Facebook insults. All y'all sold, and come see me in a few weeks.
You want some easy money?
Yeah.
Tonight.
All right, hang on. So it is Houston at Cincy. Cincy, man, I wouldn't touch this game, by the way. Cincy will be favored by 3.
6.5.
Cincy?
Yeah. There's no way.
Well,
it's a damn scorer.
They'll be facing a rookie quarterback. We have no idea what Deshaun Watson's going to do.
Yeah, I know, but we know what Marvin Lewis is going to do. We know what Andy Dalton's going to
do. Well, you're a Marvin defender.
I am a Marvin defender.
Don't turn on Marvin.
I am a Marvin defender. Okay, I am. But that was gutless what they did last week.
Oh, against Baltimore.
Against Baltimore. Gutless.
So you're saying bet Houston plus 6.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
The over-under is only 38. 38.
That's crazy. So, yeah, yesterday we did power rankings. I got crushed for the Patriots at number one still. I'm coming for your vote, Shireen. I'm coming to take it.
We're on a crusade, an anti-Eli crusade. There's only one Manning in the hall.
Has Shireen said that Eli's a Hall of Famer?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. I don't even want to know.
I'm not going to impugn. I would not. I would not put that label on any person that I like. That they're going to say Eli's a Hall of Famer.
And that goes for Goose Gossin too. Goose, new friend of the station. Yeah. If you vote for Eli too, rescind.
Yes.
Take it.
You have to get that vote taken away.
Get it up out of here. We're going to get Jerry to rescind your Hall of Fame props on Tuesday when he joins us.
Romo needs to go in before Eli. Period.
Yes, but Romo's not a Hall of Famer either.
No.
Neither of them are.
Rivers before Eli.
All right. So that was yesterday. Craig Carton, morning show, WFAN, sister station, gambling ring, Boomer Esiason partner, has resigned?
Carton has resigned. This came out last night through a statement that he sent through his publicist. I don't have a publicist. Do you have a publicist?
No.
I don't. He does. Quote, for 10 years, I've had the great privilege of showing up to work every day at my dream job. Nothing but love and respect for my co-host, the show, the CBS Radio family. Always try to represent them in the best possible light. Unfortunately, the unfounded legal issues currently plaguing me will only be a distraction to everyone and the show I helped build. With that in mind, I've submitted my resignation, and they have accepted. Craig Carton resigned late last night, or last yesterday, from his post as morning show host at The Fan in New York.
You can argue the most powerful show slot in the country, Morning Drive, New York, WFAN. And that comes with a salary. Now, Choppy has been freaking out over the salary. Man, I want to see our boss's reaction when we find out the salary of what Craig Carton was making. And I said, don't say it until on the air. Don't say it until on the air. All right, let's guess. Ready? Francesa, afternoon falling asleep, is making $5 a year.
$5 million.
$5 million a year.
Million.
I'm going to get, Troy, what are you guessing Craig Carton's salary was?
If Francesa makes $5 million to do nothing, I'm going to bet.
He's been number one.
Yeah, he still does nothing. I'm going to guess $3 million.
Woo! I'll say 1.5.
Roy?
Oh, God.
1.5 for Carton.
I didn't even want to go into the millions, but both of you did. So I will split the difference. I'll go $2 million.
All right.
That's not, and that's just salary. That's not including endorsements. That's not including any extras.
Not including the TV show.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be blown away. And I had to double check this 2 times and 3 times. New York Daily News, heavy.com, Troy.
Great website.
Celebrity net worth, $250,000.
Really?
It has to be wrong, right?
What?
I mean, like, so there's no way.
That's not right.
Well, here's the thing. That's not right. I mean, 250 is a lot of money, but in the New York market?
No. You would think so.
If Boomer Esiason is making at least three, I guarantee. There's no that's
3 million. Yes.
Yes. That's yes. That's not right.
Can't be right, right? I had to check. There's three different places. Yeah. The quote, the way they put it is,
well, no wonder
reported
he did what he did.
Salary. Yeah. Reported salary.
All right. Is that all y'all got on this? Gambling ring? Is he going to jail? Whatever.
It's incredible.
Could face, like, there's a story. He could face 45 years. 45. $5.6 million of this Ponzi scheme.
Yeah. Is he saying that he's still...
He's saying that it was wrongful. These are unfounded reports.
Okay, let's go around the NFL real quick. Andrew Luck unhappy and Alex Smith being very honest.
Alex Smith.
Go ahead.
All right, look, Alex Smith did an interview and he is being incredibly honest about where he was and the culture in San Francisco when he got there. Now, this is the Harbaugh times. Right now, he got there just before Jim. But these were right around the Harbaugh times that Alex Smith got there. And he talked about the culture in San Francisco and how dysfunctional it was.
Yeah, I mean, just unhealthy. Completely dysfunctional.
And what made it that way?
Different people on different wavelengths. Not a clear communication. Not a clear goal of the entire building. Very separated. And even then, that, I think that all trickled into the locker room where we had it was very separated locker room. Offense, defense, special teams, wasn't a selfless unit, not everybody putting the team first. I mean, I think all those things that come with dysfunction that are the opposite of what healthy organizations and team environments have. Yeah, but you're just so young, right? Like I said, I didn't know what a good place, I didn't know what the answers totally were, how to get there. So vocalizing that was hard as a young guy. And so that was what made it really frustrating, I think, when, yeah, you did have guys like Jerry, you did have guys that were so vocal about it. Because as a player, you're the one getting put out there, right? I'm the one that gets put out there.
He also said he has no doubt he will be elsewhere next year.
Oh, wow.
Look what they did with Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Traded up to 10th overall to get Pat Mahomes. And Mahomes lit it up in the preseason as well. They gave him a first and a third rounder. And Mahomes in the preseason, 34-54 for 390 and four touchdowns. No picks in the preseason.
You know, what stuck out to me with this is we're very quick to call number one picks busts. When Alex Smith, like Alex Smith is no longer a bust. He's a 10-year starter in the NFL.
Yes.
You're not a bust.
Right.
Period. You're not a bust. Now, are all number one picks created equal? I mean, number one picks, Troy Aikman was number one pick. Peyton Manning was number one pick. John Elway was number one. Alex Smith was too. Matthew Stafford was. Sam Bradford. Is Sam Bradford a bust, or did he have a horrible situation that he went to in St. Louis? Is Jared Goff a bust, or did he have a horrible situation that he went to?
Oh, it's the great Dak question. What if Jared Goff quarterbacked the Cowboys last year?
Right.
What if Dak Prescott quarterbacked the Rams? Would the Rams be two wins better, maybe? Yeah, not more than that.
No, your success is as much tied into talent as to where you wind up going. Now, talent plays into it, no doubt, but I mean, does anybody think that had let's say Sam Bradford gone to a better team to start with than the Rams, that he would have turned out better? I think he would have turned out better. It's very rare that you go to a dysfunctional situation and come out alive. Matthew Stafford's doing it. Okay, Carson Palmer did it with the Bengals. To his credit, I kill him, but he did it. They were dysfunctional.
He had talent, though, around him.
He did.
A ton of talent.
Yep.
Two funny stories out of the NFC East. One, the New York papers reporting that Odell Beckham had a dance-off with Russell Westbrook at a nightclub. And then, of course, he didn't. Now, look, this may be nothing. It's just funny. I like to pour salt in the wound of all the Giants fans. But it's not the best look. Like being on that boat in Miami, right? Wasn't that Odell? It's not the best look to be having a dance-off and you got a high ankle sprain and then you're not going to play. And there's some people thinking that this wasn't this was a negotiating ploy, this was an injury, and this was Odell saying, I'm not going to get further hurt because y'all need to pay me because he's got a contract dispute or negotiations.
Well, what better way to prove what value you have to an organization by letting them flop around for a couple games. In truth,
yep.
Emmitt Smith did it to the Cowboys several years ago. You can make the case that Andrew Luck's doing it in Indianapolis. A lot of people think that's the case, although he doesn't need to be paid more than what he just got in a five-year deal last season. But I wouldn't be surprised if Odell Beckham was sitting this thing out just a little bit and saying, you know what, I might be able to play on it, but I got to be honest.
This is best leverage.
I don't really want to.
Let's go ahead.
This
RJ.
Is better for him than a 100 catch season.
You're right. It is.
This is better?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to the real meat of the situation here. If you guys are in a dance off, what's your go-to dance move?
I can't dance and
come,
I won't dance.
Come on now. You've got to have one. Are you the water sprinkler guy? Are you the Cabbage Patch?
No, I'm more
are you the Bernie.
I'm trying to go.
RJ's the maracas. He holds his fists together and he just shakes them.
I'm a shoulder dancer.
He's Hicks. Oh. He stays right here.
Oh, he is.
Yeah,
here.
Here's his right range. There. Now, it used to be like when like the early 90s where you're basically were running in place and jumping all around.
Oh, yeah.
That was my thing. Doing the fake bird, man. That was back in the day.
Like
the,
old school Belle Biv DeVoe.
The other NFC East story is there's a Philly.com writer saying Jim Schwartz, the defensive coordinator, is trying to take Doug Peterson's job. So Schwartz yesterday, the former Lions coach, very swarmy dude, and with a dirty reputation, had to come out yesterday and say, no, not the case. So you got Odell dancing, drama with the Giants, and possible backstabbing in Philly. Love it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.